You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
It's a new month, and it's a new edition. MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Jane Lee. Jane, it is September, officially, in fact, as you and I speak. The Oakland A's have, as we prepare to do our podcast today, they have just announced that they are calling up, is it eight players to expand the rosters here in September?
Eight. It seems like a lot for the first day.
Yeah, it does. Anything, any highlights in that group?
You know, their bullpen's been wearing thin here recently. They've had to get a lot of innings from those guys. So you kind of knew, you know, coming into this day that that was an area that, you know, they were going to kind of focus on and bring in help from there. But, you know, so you see guys like Dan Otero, RJ Alvarez, Arnold Leon, guys that we've seen this season, you know, get a chance to come up again and probably stay for the entire month and the rest of the season. And then, you know, there are some cool stories too. A guy like Tyler Ladendorf, a really versatile guy who they had high hopes for coming into the season. He started the year on the opening day roster. He was only up for a little bit of time just because of, you know, a numbers crunch, went down and got hurt, had surgery on his ankle, and they really didn't expect him to be back so soon. He just returned from the disabled list a couple weeks ago, and this is a guy they do want to take, you know, a good long look at, a guy that they could see, you know, part of their big league roster next year. So it's nice to see him, you know, not only back and healthy, but, you know, coming up too on the big league roster today. And then, you know, a veteran guy, Jason Prady, an outfielder who's been, you know, waiting for another chance to get back to the big leagues and had a good spring for the A's as a non-roster guy. And, you know, really has been performing really well in Nashville. I believe the other day he secured his 20th home run and 20th steal to become the first player to do that for them in a while. So, you know, the A's are big on, you know, rewarding guys who have had good years and not necessarily, you know, just calling up guys, you know, because they feel like that's the thing to do. You know, you still see Craig Gentry still in AAA, and that's something I'm not sure anyone expected, you know, at any part of the season, let alone seeing him be down there for most of the season. He's still kind of, you know, finding his way down there, but to see guys like Prady, and then a guy like Ladendorf, who they do want to take, you know, a good look at, to see them come up, and a few others. Carson Blair is another good story, a catcher who hasn't made his big league debut yet. So this will be his first taste of the majors. He's been toiling in the minors for a while. So always some good stories this time of year, and they definitely have a few of them.
I kind of lost track, Jane. I know Barry Zito was working his way up. He was injured a little bit. Is there any chance that Barry Zito might bubble up and show up here in September, maybe pitch a game for Oakland again?
You know, at this point, it doesn't seem likely, which I know is really disappointing, I think, for everyone, just because, you know, I think the fans deserve, especially during a season like this where not a lot has gone right, you know, you want to give the fans something to be excited about. And I think, you know, seeing Zito in green and gold again, in Oakland again, pitching for the A's, even if just, you know, once or twice, that would have been something. And, you know, I think that would have been something for the fans to really enjoy during an otherwise up and down season. But he is still hurt. He's still on the minor league disabled list. So I still keep getting questions, you know, why not Zito? Why do they keep passing over Zito? Well, at this point, it is about the injury and not so much about giving him the opportunity. And it's disappointing because he did, you know, he was kind of inconsistent with Nashville, but did have some very good outings. And, you know, I think they saw that they did have their chances, but they would have had to put him on the 40-man. And at times this year, you know, it just didn't work out in that regard. And, of course, now they do have guys, you know, they're transferring to the 60-day disabled list, guys like Jesse Hahn. And so there are those 40-man spots opening, but now he's hurt. So probably not the way anyone kind of foresaw his, you know, just going down with him. You know, you see him sign to a minor league deal and you think, well, at some point during the season, you know, teams use so many pitchers over the course of the year. He's, you know, no doubt going to get his opportunity as long as he can stay healthy. And unfortunately got hurt a couple weeks ago and is probably done for the season.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm with you. Yeah, that would have been fun. That would have been pretty cool to see him get that shot again. Yeah, speaking of cool things, Pat Benintendi got the win. He got a victory. He even got an at-bat in that game, right?
He did, yeah. And, you know, he looked pretty good doing it, too. He, I think it was an 8-pitch at-bat, so he was hanging in there. He fouled off a couple pitches. You know, kind of, I wouldn't say looked like a natural in there, but he didn't look – you didn't look bad in there. And even afterward, you know, Bob Melvin joked, you know, food for thought, you know, later on if they ever need someone off the bench. Really cool day for him. I mean, he's been put in some tough situations this season. A lot of tied games, one-run games late just because, you know, like I said before, the A's bullpen really, they're just worn down and they don't have too many late-inning options right now. And Benintendi is a guy, you know, He's available more times than not just because, you know, he's got two arms and doesn't have to overwork one of them on any day. So he's been used a lot lately and put in some tough situations and, you know, given up a walk-off hit and had some disappointing outings. But to see him come in and throw two scoreless and get his first victory, that was really something. And his dad, who is responsible for all this, he started grooming him into a switch pitcher when he was 3 years old. He was in attendance there on Sunday in Arizona to see the win. And Pat said after the game, you know, he was definitely giving that game ball to his dad. So just a really cool moment, not just for him, but I think for, you know, everyone in baseball to see something like that. I mean, this is, you know, he's 30 years old. He's in the minors for 8 seasons. And so to see him, you know, go through all of that, come up, and you know, I think that win is just kind of, you know, a benchmark for a pitcher, that first win, and it was really cool to see, and I think just one of those good things that this team needs this time of year. You know, they're always kind of looking for those few bright spots. They seem like they've been few and far between this year, but I think everyone was really happy for him on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I'll throw another bright spot out there for you. I think you wrote a piece on him this week. Mark Haina, what a huge month of August. You're talking about a Rule 5 guy. I love, and this is a little secret, just I'm sharing it with you because I consider you a friend. I have a particular fascination with Rule 5 guys, and I love to see him excel, and he has been fantastic.
He has, and you know, the thing with him right now, too, is you don't even think of him as a Rule 5 guy. I think everyone's kind of forgotten that because he's just, you know, he's an everyday player now, and Bob Melvin was saying last night, you know, he's a mainstay, and I think that's, you know, that's important to hear because this is a guy that they wanted to obviously, you know, as a Rule 5 guy, they needed to get a long look at him, and they did, and he's been pretty consistent all year. Now, it's not up until, you know, about a month ago did he get the consistent playing time. And that's when you kind of saw him to really excel. But I mean, 21 RBIs, I believe, in the month of August. You know, he hit a few home runs. It's really been impressive to see him, you know, what he's been able to do at the plate, particularly hitting behind a guy like Billy Burns, who's always on base. So he's getting, not only getting his opportunities, but, you know, he's getting, good at bats in the right situations, and he's coming through. And you know, at this time of year, when you're taking a look at the young guys, you know, on a team that's out of contention, this is one of those guys they feel really good about and they're excited about. And he's not only you know, been doing really well, but I think he's just kind of impressed with the way he goes about his business. Bob Melvin's always applauding him on, you know, being the type of guy that does everything the right way, prepares the right way, you know, works hard, is in early, stays late. And you do see it, you know, he's not going to be stopping and talking to you because he usually, you know, he's got his routine, he's on the mission. And, you know, it's really paid dividends for him because he had a pretty great month, and all of a sudden, you know, leads all American League rookies in RBIs. He has more RBIs on the team than Billy Butler or Brett Laurie, and with I think about 100 or maybe even more fewer at bats than them. So I think he was kind of quietly doing some good things early in the year, and now you're really seeing him, you know, kind of break out.
Yeah. Well, very cool for him, and cool for A's fans. We're looking for anything these days. Jane, next week, I'll be interested to see if they call up eight more. It's going to be a busy month for you. I can tell that already.
Yeah, maybe they need to make it a 50-man roster just for the A's.
Oh, God, please no. All right, there goes Jane Lee. Off to do more work. MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.